God our Father, come now in the power of your Spirit. Come and speak. Come and stir us up. Come and draw us closer to you. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. I am, I like to think, a very simple person. I'm not sure you're all not nodding. But I like things that are straight to the point. I like things that you can see, that jump out of the page and grab you by the throat. Today we have two extraordinary readings, one incredibly short, the other extraordinarily detailed, that talk about what it means to really get to know Jesus. I want to do it a bit back to front. We had this morning that short gospel reading first. Then we went to 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. That's where I'd like to start. For people would often say to me, "Oh, Rector, I can't come to church. I used to, I really did, but, you know, those seats, it's not very comfortable. And those sermons, they go on too long. And that toilet, it's too far away." Listen to this list. This list is about someone who puts something else first. St. Paul says this: "As servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way." Here comes the list. These are the things that Paul absolutely ignored that others might hear about Jesus. Affliction, hardship, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, sleepless nights, hunger. All for the sake of others knowing Jesus. Really, have we got any excuse? Have we? That is the mark of someone who puts the gospel in front of everything else. Who believes that above all else, Jesus comes first. I wonder how would it be if that was true of us. And St. Paul gives us just a tiny little hint. That reading comes to a conclusion and he says this: "We have spoken to you frankly, you people in Corinth. Our heart is wide open. Now, open wide your hearts also." Let's go on and talk a wee bit about that gospel reading. It's a story I'm sure you're all very, very familiar with. It all unfolds on the sea or lake of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. if you like. It's a stretch of water surrounded by the Golan Heights. It would be 19 miles or so across, almost above any place in the world. It's a stretch of water that is subject to violent winds and waves. Even today, on that same stretch of water, lives are often lost. So there is no doubt where and how this story happens. But what about Jesus? Because if St. Paul has got it right, that's the only thing that matters. What about Jesus? So we're told it was evening. Jesus says to them, "Let us go across to the other side." Leaving the crowds behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them just as he was. That gives us something of a clue. Jesus was always with the crowd. Jesus was always teaching. And yet, above them, there were folk who meant more. There were folk whose relationship with him was extraordinarily intimate. They were his followers. And more than anything else, he wanted to be close to them. We often think of Christians who strive to be closer to Jesus. Here, it's the other way round, that he desperately wanted to be close to them. He makes the move. And so a storm blows up. Across that stretch of water, it can be like that. In a moment, the still water can be life-threatening. Water began to fill the boat. It's a boat that could have accommodated between 20 perhaps and 30 people. A very simple wooden boat. And by this point, it was almost overwhelmed by the weight of water. In the chaos, where is Jesus? He's there. He's right there. And their chaos absolutely doesn't faze him. That is extraordinary. When we are going through turmoil, even the kind of turmoil that threatens life, it absolutely doesn't faze him. He's asleep, for goodness sake. And so they shake him. "Wake up, don't you care?" Jesus comes to. And it's done. One word is enough. One word and it's all over. One word and all of their fears are met. Peace. Be still. We're told suddenly the winds and the waves stopped. And there was dead calm. You can imagine, perhaps by then they're thinking, what just happened? But where is he? Where is he? He's still right there. Through all of their turmoil, through all of the chaos and fear, he's utterly still there. So why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? He said to them, here I am. I'm with you, but you have such little faith. They were already his closest friends. They followed him and gave up everything to follow him. They believed in him with a passion. But they so hadn't grasped his power. What does that tell us? I love those words that bring the gospel reading to a close. Who then is this? Who on earth could this be? We know the man, but actually we never knew that he was quite so extraordinary. Who then is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him? They were believers. But that day utterly changed their lives. That day they realized that God was immeasurably more than ever they could grasp. That day they were drawn closer and closer to the living God. That day all of their trials and temptations, all of their fears were utterly wiped away. So here comes the question. How well do you know him? How well do you know him? Because here's the offer. He calls you and he calls me from out of the crowd. He calls us to get in that boat and to cross the water, even though sometimes the water is choppy, even though sometimes we fear that we are going to lose it. He calls us. He calls us closer and closer to him. Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? So on Father's Day, well, it's a funny old day really, isn't it? We historically have only had it for a few short years. Some would cynically say that it was just a tool to make money. If you've been in Asda in the last couple of weeks, you can buy all manner of tat just to please Dad. Well, does it? I don't know. Does it please Daddy? Not this Daddy. But we live in a world, don't we, where often real daddies are fewer and fewer between, where the role of a real daddy has long been lost. Here's the truth. If ever there was any group of people who ought to be able to tell what a real daddy is, it's us. Because Daddy was revealed in the boat. Daddy was someone who was there from the beginning, who went just as he was, who drew his loving friends and family around him. They knew his love, make no mistake about it. But they came to know it even more. Can we do that? Can we be those people today on Father's Day? Can we model what it is to know and to have a real loving Father? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you can do immeasurably more than ever we can think or imagine. Thank you that your power was revealed there on the Sea of Tiberias. Thank you that today you call us into the boat. You stay with us through all our stormy trials. Help us to recognize who you really are and to know more of your power.